Gemara continues on the first wide line, Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. B'minei Rav Chiya bar Avin Rav Sheshes. The question was asked of Rav Sheshes. B'nei Bei Rav, the Talmidim of Rav, Da'achli Nami Bibaga, they eat their meals in a hotel in the valley. Va'asu Ubaisi Bibei Rav. And then they sleep in, for lack of a better term, the dormitory in the yeshiva of Rav. Ki Mashchina Luhu Tchuma, when they measure the tchum, do they measure from their dormitory or from the hotel where they eat at? Amarlei, they respond to Mashchina Mibei Rav. They do the measuring from where they sleep. Asks the Gemara, is that the right way to measure it? Vaharei, no, somebody put his Erev down within 2,000 amos of his house. Va'asi ubayis bebeisei, and then he goes to his house. Now let's be precise. He put down the Erev within 2,000 amos. When I said 2,000 amos, I mean 2,000 amos from the outskirts of his city. Then he goes to his house. We measure the tchum from where he put down the Erev. What does that mean? From where his food is. So why is it that Bei Rav we measure the tchum from their dormitory? We should measure the tchum from where they eat, just like when it comes to tchum, and we measure from where you put down the Erev, answers the Gemara. Bahi, when it comes to the individual puts down the Erev, Anan Sadi, we are witnesses. That what does he want? He wants to measure it from where he put down the Erev. Ubahada, and when it comes to the Talmidim, Anan Sa'adi, we know that their das is to be shoves at their dormitory, not where they're going to eat. Asks the Gemara, the Gemara states, Bahi, in the case of Ruvei Tchumen, Anan Sa'adi, what does it mean that we are witnesses? Di mitale hasam, that he wants to dwell where his Erev is. So Nichale, if he had a place to live next to the Erev, that would have been easier for him, and that's what he would have done. If he would have had a place to live, that would have been better for him, but he just had to go home because he had no place to stay. But when it comes to Talmidim Anan Sa'adi, they would rather that the food be next to the dormitory and not have to go out and eat teg. What's going out and eating teg? Once upon a time in Europe, my grandfather told my father that they didn't have food in the yeshiva, so they had to go out and get nights to eat by different balabatim. Sometimes it was a humiliating experience. Sometimes there was no food at all. They would have much rather the situation that we have when the yeshiva itself, by the dormitory, offers the food. Question was asked to Rav Chisda, a father and a son, Rav Tumayde, Kirabim Damu, Oki Yechidim Damu. Do we say that they're like the public? And that means, Rashi explains in Dibra Maschil Ha'av, that if you have two chatzeros that are inside of each other, we learned later on, it's stated explicitly, that if you have two courtyards that are within each other, we have that in the diagrams on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Aleph, the case of the Mishnah of Shtei Chatzero Zulef Nimizu, if you have these courtyards that are within each other, and those courtyards did not make an Eruv, and those people in that courtyard walk through the outer courtyard. So halacha is that they can make Oser the outer courtyards as well. They're Oser on the outer courtyards to carry. However, if the courtyards only have individuals living inside them, not many people, so then in such a case, the halacha is that there is no need for an Erev. The only time the chatzeros are going to be aser if there's more than one person living in each one of these chatzeros. So Rashi explains what happens if there's more than one person living in the chatzer, but it's a father and a son, a Rebbe or a Talmud. So do we consider them as plural people, or do we consider them as one? Tzrichin Erev o'in tzrich Erev. Does it make the chatzer aser? Some explain that this is a second Shiloh, that the Gemara here is asking, if you have just them who are living in a chatzer, is there a need for an Erev? Do we say that since they're mekabel pras from the Rebbe and the father, then in such a case they're considered one, and it's not considered as if different people? Or do we consider them as a rabbin? Another question. Mavui shelahem, a third shayla. Niter belechi v'kora, does a mavui that they live in require a lechi and a korah, and that's going to be enough? Or do we say that since we look at them as yechidim, then we learn the halacha that a mavui is nitar belechi v'kora only if it has shtei chatzeros that open up to it? But if you have, you look at them as one yachid, maybe we don't even consider them as two different chatzeros. If we don't consider them as two different chatzeros, then paradoxically, chatzer echad will be a problem if it opens up to a mavui, and a lechem and a korah will not be enough. Mavui shalei niter b'lechem v'korah, ein niter b'lechem v'korah. Amalei tenituo. He responded, we learned, Avu benoi, Rava Talmido, Bizman, She'en Imam, Diyurin, Harein, Kiyachidim, they're individuals. And for that reason, Ve'en Tzrichin La'arev, there's no need for an Erev, they're not looked at a Rabbin. But, on the other hand, Umavushla Nitar Balachi Vekarev, we still look at it as two different Chatzeros, as Rashi explains right before the Mishnah, as having two distinct Chatzeros, even though paradoxically, two distinct Chatzeros that don't require an Erev, but there's two between them. Nevertheless, there are two distinct chatzeros that a mavui can be built for them and simply allowed to carry inside of it with the lechi and kara, even though the halacha normally is that if you have only one chatzer open to a mavui, a lechi and a kara is not enough. Our Mishnah continues two lines from the bottom. Chamesh chatzeros psuchos zuluzu upsuchos lemavui. This we have a diagram for in our Rashi. One has five courtyards that are open to each other, and it's also open to a mavui. Irvu bechatzeres, if they made an erev chatzeres, v'lon ishtatvu b'mavui, but they didn't do a shituf emavos, mutar bechatzeres v'asur b'mavui. Then they can count and carry in the chatzer, but they cannot carry in the mavui. Vim ishtatvu b'mavui, but if they did shituf emavos, mutarin kan v'kan. Then in such a case, they'll be able to carry in the chatzer as well as in the mavui. The Gemara is going to suggest that this might be dependent on whether shitufei mavos could work for a ruvei chatzeros, which was a discussion on daf ayin aleph. Rashi says, let's wait for the Gemara to get involved with it. Irvu bichatzeros v'nishtatvu b'mavui. If they did an eruv in both the chatzeros and the mavui, v'shachach echam b'nei chatzer v'lo irvu. But one of the b'nei chatzer forgot to join in to the eruv. Mutarin kan v'kan. You're able to carry in both cases. Again, it seems to indicate, although Rashi again says, wait for the Gemara, that the shitufei mavos will work, despite the fact that normally if someone forgets an erev, it'll ask the rest of the chatzer. Mibnei mavui v'lo nishtatev. If one of the b'nei mavui forgot to get involved with the shitufei mavos, didn't join in, mutar b'chatzeros, then it's permissible to carry in the chatzer v'asurim b'mavui. Because the mavui works for the chatzeros, and is matir chatzeros, just like the chatzer works for the houses. Rashi explains, just like it's prohibited to carry from the house to the chatzer, so too, it's prohibited to carry from the chatzer to the mavui without shituf. In this case, shituf was not done. Analyzes the Gemara right off the bat. Mani Rebbe Meir, Hilchura, our Mishnah makes sense according to Rebbe Meir, Da'amar, Ba'inan Erev uba'inan Shituf. That you require both Erev as well as Shituf. That is the explanation for the last part of the Mishnah that says that just because you made a Eruve Chatzeros doesn't work for Shitufei Mavos. However, asks the Gemara Ema Mitzias about how are you going to explain the middle case? Vim nishtatvu b'mavui mitarim v'kan v'kan. Once they did a shitu b'mavos, you could even do a ruve chatzeros. That doesn't sound like Rebbe Meir says you need to do both. It sounds like once you do shitu b'mavos, that's enough for a ruve chatzeros. Answers the Gemara, Asol the Rabbonon, it follows the opinion of the Rabbon, the Amar b'chad sadya, that all you need is one. And that seems to be against Rebbe Meir. Says the Gemara, there's no stira. Holo kasha, you could explain the im nishtatfu nami
Ka'amar. That we could explain that what the Mishnah says is not that they only did Shitufei Mevos, but if they also did Shitufei Mevos, then in such a case, they're joined together.
I continue recording as our bus pulls away from Shar HaShbot to Ramat Beit Shemesh. Amos Seifa, the Gemara asks 10 lines from the bottom, top of Ayin Gimel and Mabez, but what are we going to do with the Seifa? Irvu b'chatzeres v'nishtatvum b'mavui. If they did an Irv chatzeres and they were mishnatv b'mavui, we learned in the Mishnah, in the Seifa, v'shachach echam b'nei chatzer v'loi irvu, if one of the b'nei chatzer didn't make an Erev. So then in such a case, mutarin, kan v'kan, you're able to carry in both cases, in both areas, both the chatzer as well as the mavui. Analyzes the Gemara, hechidami, idlo batul. If there was no bittul, amai mutarim. Why is it that you're able to carry in the chatzer? According to Rabbi Meir, the shitufei mevos does not work for the chatzer. El pshita de batul. So then you have to learn that we're talking about a case where there is bittul. Ema seifa, but what about the seifa? Shacha echad mibnei mavui. One of the people in Bnei Amavui forgot for Lonishtatif. Mutarim b'chatzeris. We learn that the halach is that they're able to carry in the chatzer asurim b'mavui. But then in such a case, you're not allowed to carry in the mavui. Vi de batel. But if we're talking about a case where there was bittel that was done, amai asurim b'mavui, then he should be able to even allow the others to carry in the mavui once he did the bittel. V'chitam kasav rimeir em b'tushus b'mavui. Maybe you'll say that rimeir is of the opinion that doing a bittel on your rishus doesn't help in terms of carrying in a mavoi. Latanya, didn't we learn in Rabbeisa, Shaharei bita lachem rishusai, divrei Rabbi Meir. There is a brisa that we had earlier on Samaches Amabez that Rabbi Meir had stated, there over there in that brisa had stated that the halacha is that the tzeduki that had been mevatel the rishus allowed everybody to be able to carry in the mavoi as well. So we see that Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that that's enough to be able to be matir. El pshita de lo batel. So it must be that we're talking about a case where there was no bittel. If there was no bittel, so then how could it be? Earlier on in our Mishnah, we had learned that if one of them had forgotten to, they could still make the shitufei mevos work for the eruve chaseros. So Gemara explains, you have to say Reisha v'Sefer Rabbi Meir Mitziasa Rabbanon, that the middle case is following the Rabbanon that says that the Shitufei Mevos will allow you to carry. That of course is difficult, answers the Gemara Kula Rabbi Meir. Everything is following the Shita of Rabbi Meir. Everything is following the opinion of Rabbi Meir. V'taima mayama Rabbi Meir b'inan eru b'inan shituf. But the whole requirement for Rabbi Meir that you need both an Erev and a Shituf Ishalosh Lishkoach Toras Erev Minatinokas in order that the kids shouldn't forget the idea of Eruv Bahacha. In this case, where there was a Shituf Emevos and most people did Eruv Echatzeros, Kivan the Ruba Eruvu Lo Mishtacha, and therefore we could be Mekel to allow for the Shituf Emevos to work for the Eruv Echatzeros as well. It's not a halachic problem. In terms of the mechanic, the Shitufei Mevos would work for Eruvei Chatzeros, but the reason why it's not going to work is because we don't want to forget the Erev. And here, if most of the houses anyhow made the Erev, so most kids are not going to forget about it. When we learned the case in our Mishnah of Chamech Chatzeros, it should not say Chamech Chatzeros Psuchos Zulazu, but rather Chamech Chatzeros Psuchos Lemavui. The Gemara will explain shortly why that's so. V'cheinam Rav Kana, Av lo tani Psuchos Zulazu. Rav also didn't learn Psuchos Zulazu. Ikadami, some say Amar Rav Kana Gufei lo tani Psuchos Zulazu, that Rav Kana himself didn't have Psuchos Zulazu. Amalei Abai the Rav Yosef, Abai said to Rav Yosef, my time at the Rav, Deloi Tani Psucha Zulazu. What is the rationale that Rav does not have Psucha Zulazu? Kasavar, he holds, Kol Shituf She'ein Machniso Umotziyoi Derech Psachim B'mavui Lav Shmei Shituf. Anytime that you make a Shitufei Mevos, the requirement is, Rav has a simple Svara, and that is, for a Chatzar to be considered part of the Mavui, it needs to be something that empties out into the mavoi. Now, if the chatzeras are psuchos zulazu, so then in such a case, that chatzer will often not use the mavoi, but will just go out to the other chatzer, and therefore lav shmei shvituf. In such a case, it's not considered a shvituf. Hence, we should change the gears of our mishnah that should not say psuchos zulazu. Asks the Gemara, Esvei Balabai Shoy Shutuf L'Shcheinov L'Zebayayin Ein Tzarech La'arif. If there's a partnership, we learned on Daf Ayin Aleph that there's no need for an Erev, there was a partnership in wine. Why? Because then you already have the Erev through the partnership. Now, that wine is located in one Chatzer, and there we said it works as Shutufim Avos, even though people only go into that Chatzer and they don't go to the Mavui. Answers the Gemara, Hasam da Afke Va'ayle. We have to say that in that case, they would go through all of the Chatzeros to the Mavui, and then back into the Chatzer. So therefore, the route normally took them into the Mavui as well. Rashi says this is a difficult ukimta and is just a push-off teretz, because ultimately the Gemara is going to take a different approach either way. The Gemara now asks from Daf Ayin Tesam Ebeis. Ask Gemara, some have the Girsa Esve, some not, but either way it's Akasha. Ketza Mishtatfin B'mavui. How do you do Shituf B'mavui? Meiniach Esachav Esvama Rezu L'chol B'nei Mavui. That's what the Mishnah says over there. What do we see? It doesn't have to go through every chatz or derech ha-mavui. So we see you don't need a pasuach the mavui. You have to say in Echnami that what they did was they went through the mavui to be able to get to that wine. But if that would be so, if we say that someone who's hotziu derech hapsachim and not directly to the mavui is not considered shituf, what happens if someone was makna to the ben chatzar a pas that's in his basket? So that would not be something that there would be machnes and motzia b'mavui. Hachinami d'lav shituf. In such a case, would you say it's not shituf? V'chitayim hachinami, if you're going to say that, that's true. V'amar v'yudah amarab b'nei chabura shay misun v'kidish alein hayom. What happens if you had people who were in a chabura that forgot to make an Erev, and Shabbos began, they could use that for an Erev, now here, that would not be something that you would take in and out, derech hamavui. And Rabbi explained that the girsa that said you use for an Erev or for a shitu is not machlokis, that if they were reclining in the chatzer, then it will work as a shituf. Now clearly that's not something that they would bring out for all of the chatzeros, something that's sitting in one of the chatzeros. So we see that you don't need that the all of the chatzeros be open particularly to a mavui. Ela time of the Rav, then why did Rav change the gear? So the kasavar, a mavui niter b'lech v'korad she'e batim v'chatzeros p'suchim l'socho, that you need the batim and the chatzeros to open into the mavui and not into each other for a mavui to be able to have a lechi and kura work for them. This is a yisod that we've had already a few places, that for the takana of mavui to work, it needs to resemble a mavui, a classic mavui, and that requirement is that needs batim and chatzeros that are open to it. If the chatzeros are not open to it, then it no longer resembles a mavui, and then, paradoxically, you can no longer be matir with a lechi akarit. It needs a certain tsura in order for that heter to take effect. And that's why Rav says that you can't have the girs of chatzeros psuchos zulazu, because then it would not be appropriate mavui that would be nitar b'lechi v'kora. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes the daf of Ayin Gimel in Maseches Erevin.